This work consists of two objects, each placed on a plinth. Above, there is what appears to be a rock, although it is actually made of wood. And below, there is what appears to be a tree trunk, although it is actually made of stone. Through this inversion, Perajama invites us to take part in an intriguing game of disguises and reveals the links between two seemingly antithetical worlds that are nonetheless presented as complementary, the mineral world and the plant world. These two worlds are also the source of stone and wood, elements that are frequently used by artists, and especially sculptors, to create their works. The material qualities of wood have enabled the artist to create a fiction in the form of a wooden object shaped like a rock. At the same time, human skill has enabled him to sculpt another illusion, or trompe l'œil, in the form of a tree made from stone. This alternation between one material and another, between one element and another, reveals how, in nature, materials coexist in a variety of different ways. As such, the work seems to be asking us, where does the material begin, and where does the form end? Where does nature begin, and where is the starting point of human intervention? And what is art, if not an illusion? We are now in the section titled Living Material, where we can see how natural materials are of vital importance for those artists who create their works while in contact with nature. For those artists, it is essential to know the material in all of its forms, textures, and volumes, to reveal its less obvious aspects, and, in doing so, to construct enduring objects that combine strength and delicacy.